Governor Dunleavy's proposed budget, rolled out earlier this month, proposes saving money but eliminating state jobs and lease expenses by shuttering 6 DMVs. Haines is among those. The others are Tok, Valdez, Eagle River, Homer, and Delta Junction. Lynn Connell's House representative called the plan ridiculous.
This is the accounting shuffle of we're saving money, but who's the royal we?
Juneau Democratic Representative Sarah Hannon represents the Upper Lynn Canal. She says whatever dollars the state saves in the short term, it's passing the bill to rural communities.
You're saving money in the DMV line item of space rental or, you're no longer going to need that office and so you're no longer going to heat it. But it's not saving the state any money because every one of those services that are needed is still needed. And in fact, You know, it's cost shifting.
For residents of those six communities, it adds a burden of time and money, she says. For Tok residents, it's over 200 miles to Fairbanks. If you live in Valdez, it's about 120 miles to the nearest DMV office in Glen Allen. But at least there are roads. Haines residents have to ferry or fly to Juneau and then stay there at least overnight. In March, it will be a week between ferries. The cost of food, hotel, and missing work adds up. Do those urban DMV offices even have the capacity to take on thousands of new customers? DMV headquarters in Anchorage did not respond to questions on Monday. Hannon says that beyond the difficulty for DMV customers, these changes also pull money out of rural Alaska.
Every time this administration has looked at cuts, I think about jobs in communities. I have no idea what the pay schedule starts at for a DMV clerk, but as a job in that community. And by closing it down, it means we're not only cutting out a service, but we're moving money out of a local economy that has a purpose and a goal, and it should be there.
Closing the six departments will eliminate six jobs from the state's payroll. In the case of Haines, it'll also eliminate the cost of leasing office space in the downtown Gateway building. The governor's budget proposal is just that. A proposal. It'll be up to lawmakers how much to allocate to the Division of Motor Vehicles when they convene in the Capitol in the new year. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.